KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy. Well, topping the news today is the weather. And again, the flood watch continues to remain in effect for the Motherlode and the Northern Sierra Nevada, as well as the San Joaquin Valley through this evening. 2 to 8 inches of additional rain is expected over the area. Now, the rain on top of existing snow is creating flooding concerns for elevations below 5,000 feet. Ted up at Mace Meadows had 3 inches of rain within the last 24 hours alone. Rivers and streams will continue to rise as the rain continues. Mudslides, dirt slides, and rock slides are also possible. Additionally, the winter storm warning for the Sierra continues through 4 a.m. on Saturday. According to the National Weather Service, the snow levels will drop to around 3,500 feet by tonight. Pioneer should see snow as low as Pioneer, possibly late Friday into Saturday into Pine Grove as well. Additional snow accumulations will range from 1 to 8 feet above 7,000 feet. The higher you go, the more snow. And finally, that wind advisory is in effect for both the Motherlode and the northern San Joaquin Valley until 6 o'clock tonight. Winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour will continue with gusts ranging from 40 to 55 miles an hour. About a half hour ago, Kathy Vicini checked in with 35-mile-an-hour gusts already out of Vicini Brothers on Highway 16.
And Amador County fire crews rolled to a reported residential structure fire last night. According to reports, the call came in around 8:30 of a fire on Bonnie Lane. When units arrived, they found a fully involved detached garage. Working quickly, firefighters were able to keep the fire from moving to the residence. Mop-up operations continued well into the night. The cause, estimated damage figures, have not yet been released.
And the Amador School Board has approved the purchase of new land adjacent to Ione Elementary School. Meeting Wednesday night, the board voted to approve the purchase of 2 lots, totaling half an acre in size, located at the front of the campus next to Ione Street and Highway 104. The school district plans to use the land to provide additional parking for the school and to improve traffic circulation. Ione Elementary has regularly had traffic problems at the start and end of each school day, and the hope is the new land can improve the situation. The elementary school has seen an increase in enrollment of 50 students in the last 2 years. The land will cost a total of $300,000, paid for with developer fees. And in other business, the board approved a state grant to help low-achieving students with one-time funds totaling some $450,000. The grant will pay for additional school materials and books, after-school tutoring, and teacher training to help students who score low on state achievement tests.
And the Calaveras Board of Supervisors tackled a varied agenda Tuesday. First off, Deputy County Counsel Ethan Turner spoke to the board regarding cleanup of eradicated illegal marijuana grow sites over the past summer. Turner said County Code Compliance was requesting the board's approval to abate and impose a lien for cost recovery. Turner estimated the abatement could cost $8,000 to $10,000. The board voted 4-1 to authorize warrants for county abatement assessment liens to recover the cleanup cost of each property. The board then voted unanimously to approve a budget transfer of $300,000 from contingencies to a newly created organizational key for the removal of hazardous butte fire-killed trees on BLM land, the outcome of a public works study session that took place in January. Now, many of the hazard trees risk falling on county roadways, and BLM lacks the staffing and funding to remove those trees. And finally, the Calaveras Board voted unanimously to accept $199,500 in state reimbursement funds to assist in the purchase of a new voting system for the county. Clerk Recorder Rebecca Turner told the board the current system is no longer certified by the state of California. Authorizing the purchase of a new voting system will require an action item at a future meeting.
And today, Hospice of Amador and Calaveras will hold their Take a Chance on Love drawing Again, that will begin at noon. It'll be broadcast live on KVGC, video on Facebook Live. Now, tickets are still available. Tickets will be sold in person at the thrift store up to the time of the drawing. Now, online, though, I don't know if I'd buy tickets online today or not. You might want to call hospice at 223-5500. You can also stop in their office in Jackson or either the hospice thrift store in Jackson or Angels Camp. I think today the best way to purchase those tickets would be in person at the thrift store in Jackson. Again, the drawing will be held at noon. We're going to take a little tour of the store, I believe, before the drawing will be held, maybe about 10 minutes before the hour. We'll have that live on Facebook, and then we'll switch to KVGC on the air as well as on Facebook Live for the drawing.
And the Kiwanis Club of Amador County selling See's Candy for Valentine's Day in front of Save Mart. The booth will stay open through 6 o'clock today. Monies raised from the candy purchases go towards scholarships for Amador County kids. For questions, call Kiwanis at 223-4700.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. Happy Valentine's Day from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com. Remember now, the weather and road information is kept updated 24/7.